Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. This is Byron Lazine, One Ant Company at William Ravis Real Estate. And along with me, back in action, our newest South Florida resident, Patrick Kenny Barnum Plans. I went with the Patrick now that you have relocated out of Connecticut down to Florida. I want to be super official.
I like it. That was an intro, man.
That was the move. That was the intro. How was the move?
Horrendously bad, but they're moves. Moves are never fun. So the end result is what matters. We're here, man. I'm here. Yep. That's all I care about, man. We're good. Everything is good.
So, Pat, you, I mean, we've been doing this show for a while. You've lived in Connecticut essentially all of your growing up years. You were an immigrant from Germany and lived in Connecticut most of your life and now have relocated out, but you will be staying abreast of the Connecticut news updates and information because what percentage of your clients still reside in Connecticut?
A predominant amount, certainly plenty for me to, plenty for me to keep an eye on. Absolutely.
So you'll be keeping your thumb on the pulse here in CT.
Ear to the ground. Nose to the smoke. Yeah. Well, any of those idioms to make sure I'm paying. I don't know. Maybe. Well, that was a really bad layup.
Maybe pretty soon you'll be able to smell the smoke, the pot smoke from Connecticut.
Yeah, I was trying to set you up with a segue, and I went too direct on that one, I think. I overcommitted. I went hard on that one.
You set it up nicely, actually. So Connecticut is finally, they're finally back to taking up us up on our idea of legalizing recreational marijuana in the state of Connecticut. It has taken them long enough, but it still, even if this happens, Pat, is going to take them at least another year to implement.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think the size of the bill that it's wrapped up in is going to take 6 months just to read, to get through all of this. And then, you know, but listen, we're positive, right? We talk about this we are the positive voice of radio, and I'm excited to see them following our suggestions. I think we can take credit for a lot of this. We've kept this on the forefront, certainly for the 94.9ers, that I think it needs to happen, man. And I think we're starting to make some smart decisions. Finally.
Yeah. What are those decisions going to look like? What are the tax revenues that Connecticut, we've missed out on them the last 4 years. We've missed out on a whole bunch of tax revenue the last 4 years. What kind of tax revenue is this going to actually provide the state of Connecticut, which of course is faced with a looming $1 billion deficit over the next year? In fact, Pat, there's a Wall Street Journal article that came out recently that as Lamont crafts a budget to close deficits exceeding $1 billion in the next two fiscal years, there's a group of lawmakers that have been pressuring him to raise taxes to help people that are struggling financially during the pandemic. So that, you know, you've got a group of lawmakers that just want to keep increasing taxes on things like, you know, we're talking about now all of a sudden a mansion taxed in the state of Connecticut, which starts at $430,000. Not sure how those homes are considered a mansion. They're talking about a state income tax bracket of up to 12.696%, which would make us the second highest in the nation after California. No big deal, right? Capital gains tax, 5% surtax on capital gains for individuals making more than $500,000. These are really stupid ideas, not much creativity at all. And you've got an obvious one here in just legalizing marijuana, and yet they can't figure out how to do it.
It sounds just like what we've talked about for years, where we're not looking at producing new revenue or new streams of revenue. We're just going to keep hammering down on business and individuals. Why not? Why would we not create these extra streams of income Listen, we're the state that had a plastic bag tax. Like, we know these don't work. It doesn't. All it does is just drive people out and just make people angry. And it's not, you're not creating new things. You're just taxing existing. How many times we talked about legalized sports betting, the legal marijuana? I mean, I can go back and archive all these shows. We've done this 6-7 times at this point. We're finally at this crossing point, I think, or threshold here, where it sounds like they're starting to make some good decisions, I think. I mean, surrounding states have started to work on it. Ironically, Florida is not a state that has legalized recreational marijuana yet, but I can't, which is ironic of all the things that they do positive and they move so quickly on. But I'm sure it's not far behind. You know, I'm excited to see Connecticut making some forward progress, not just on billing, but on actually creating some new streams of revenue. It's still going to be tax derived, obviously, but it's going to be the new industry that we don't have right now. You look at Massachusetts, you look at, obviously, Colorado is the archetype for the whole thing, right? Because obviously they were the first ones. And the dollar amounts that are created and that stay local, I think that's the big part, is these aren't taxes that are going away. You know, there's a state level surcharge and a tax, but then there's also a local tax in Massachusetts that goes to that town or that municipality. Think about some of the struggling areas scattered around Connecticut. That would be incredible to have this extra little rip on top of that.
Yeah, here's the breakdown for the taxes, the tax rates on marijuana. $1.25 per gram of dry flower, 50 cents per gram of trim, and 28 cents per gram for wet cannabis, for those wet fans out there, PK. I think that's like the vaping and stuff like that. The standard 6.35% sales tax would also apply, and municipalities would collect this additional 3% local sales tax that you're talking about. I don't know why they 28 cents per gram for wet cannabis. They're making it so complicated. Why not just do what Massachusetts does? 20% tax on marijuana sales. That's what Mass does, 20%, by the way. And then you could just say, okay, we're going to give half of that to the state and half of it to the towns or whatever, you know, come up with a formula there, maybe 60% to the state and 40% to the municipalities, whatever form you're going to come up with. But they've made this way too complicated. 28 cents per gram of wet cannabis. Who the heck is going to be tracking that? It's ridiculous.
Well, and that's going to be, not to be the one who's as positive as we are, not to sound negative for a second, but that's going to be a sticking point for lawmakers. I can guarantee you they're going to get hung up on the implementation part of this bill. The principle, I think we've moved past. Now they're trying to figure out how to implement it. Why we added four layers to this seems completely unnecessary. Just one guy talking. I'm just one guy talking. But
this and it's not even going to happen until May of 2022. At the earliest, they've had years and years and years to come up with a plan. We've seen dozens of states obviously implement one. We've seen states like Colorado collect, I think now, billions of tax revenue, Pat?
Yeah.
We can bring that number back up. We've referenced that on the show before. Of course, if you want to go back and fact check us on how consistent we've been on this stance, you can go to CT Real Estate Radio, wherever you listen to podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, and you can definitely fact check us on that. We've been talking about it for a long time. You can obviously go check us out on Facebook as well, facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate, as we stream over there. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about some of the revenue Connecticut should be producing, like marijuana, and some of the revenue they should not be focused on for taxes. Real Estate Radio, coming right back. 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those.
Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. Byron Lazine, One Ant Company, William Ravis Real Estate, along with Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. Obviously, Pat, Connecticut has finally, after 15 years, it took a 100-year health pandemic for us to snap out of our real estate slump. But finally, real estate is out of its slump. We've had the best year ever in terms of total sales, in terms of pending sales, in terms of home value appreciation back to the peak levels of the mortgage crisis. And if we want to maintain this momentum, Pat, if we want to continue to see people stay in the state or move into the state, we can't count on a pandemic every single year to happen. And I'm certain that nobody wants to live through that again. So we're all hopeful that that doesn't happen. But we need to make smart decisions in the state of Connecticut that can help ease the burden of the looming tax deficit, or state revenue deficit that is coming. Obviously, you have a group of lawmakers in Hartford that just want to increase taxes. They want to take the lazy, creative approach to things. Or you could do some of the obvious things, like legalizing marijuana, which is supposedly back on the table. Colorado, which was way ahead of the curve, who got creative a long time ago, and you can see these numbers over on facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate. Colorado has a record-breaking marijuana sales in 2020, topping $2 billion, because they've been doing this now for 7 years. And Pat, what's the tax revenue that they've been able to collect since 7 years ago when they started selling recreational marijuana?
An unbelievable, absolutely amazing, 1.7, that's a lie. I'm really excited. $1.6 billion on almost $10 billion in sales. I mean, it's an 18% tax cut up between excise and local tax. If you scroll down a little further, actually, you can see right below that. In December, the general fund in Colorado retained $19 billion, and million dollars, and local governments received $2.1 million just in December. That's one heck of a way to bolster your tax rolls right there. If you're a small local government trying to help maintain for your residents. I see we have a call there, Dr. Lizzie, and I didn't see that there was a call coming on.
Let's take the caller, and we have Mark from Groton on the line. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, Mark.
Good. I have a question about the legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
I've heard, and I could be wrong, but I've heard that maybe 10 to 12% of all people, regardless of what culture or country you're from, they on marijuana, I guess from the 60s, but I mean, it's still about the same, but they actually have psychotic flashbacks. Not everybody, but 10 to 12%. And I was wondering how the people that want to, in Connecticut, legalize marijuana feel about that, because that's 12% of all the people. That's a lot if you take the population. You know, that could be 1.2 million or something. I'll listen for your answer on the air, though.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. So Mark brings up a great point, and one of the reasons why maybe we have in this state dragged our feet is because, for example, what are the health implications that Mark brings up? These, in his example, the psychotic, what was he referencing?
Flashbacks.
Yeah, from psychotic flashbacks. 860-464-9490 is the number. Experiencing psychotic flashbacks from marijuana. Love to hear from you, number one. But I'm sharing on Facebook right now, the screen share here, some of the questions being proposed to Mark's point. What steps are being taken to prevent minors from purchasing marijuana? I think, I don't know what his number, and I don't know, Pat, if you're trying to fact check this right now, the 12% of psychotic flashbacks. I never really heard that number from really anywhere. Could be true. I'm not saying that it's not. I would focus more on this. I would definitely move ahead, legalize marijuana. Okay. Because here's the point. No matter what we do as a state people that want to smoke marijuana are going to smoke it. It's happening every single day. They're buying the marijuana without Connecticut's permission. So Connecticut should at least tax the living crap out of that at 20% because it just makes sense. Colorado's taxing at 18%. They've collected $1.6 billion since they legalized recreational marijuana. Now, some of that money should flow into preventing it to get into the hands of minors. If you're under 21 years old, you shouldn't be able to purchase marijuana. If you're over 21, you understand the risk. Maybe you don't fully understand these flashbacks. I've never heard of that. But you understand that, generally speaking, smoking is not good for you. Smoking marijuana is not going to be a benefit for your health long term, potentially. Just like drinking alcohol is not something that is enhancing your vitality and your brain function, right? So that's one question. Also, how are state officials planning to protect against intoxicated drivers? I'd hate to be on the road and know that somebody, 12% of people potentially smoking marijuana, are having one of these flashbacks that Mark mentioned, right? So, yeah, these would be issues. Long-term impacts, obviously. There's not a lot of data proven around what the long-term implications of smoking marijuana are. But if you are someone who's experienced these flashbacks, maybe, or know something about them, it's a little bit out of my league unless we can quickly Google something. I don't know much about the flashbacks. We've got Marvin from Norwich up next. Marvin, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you? And I'm not on Facebook.
Well.
I'm not on Facebook because my tablet died yesterday.
Oh, no.
The good news is Jill's not there anyway, so that's okay.
Yeah, Jill's not there today. Oh.
No.
So anyways, you were speaking of burdens, and this is something that's very important to me. Now, I just unloaded an apartment house that was in probate since 1946. The state of Connecticut.
Wow.
When it comes to property in the state of Connecticut, this is like ancient history. I have no idea. I'm involved with three other properties right now, and I'm a silent partner. That's okay because I'll get what's coming to me. But the effort, the burden is unbelievable. And one of the things of Norwich, this brings me to Norwich, because I'm from Norwich. I came back here. I lived in Florida 26 years. I came back here because my 93-year-old mother will not leave Norwich. God forbid she ever leaves Norwich. And so I'm here. And we have brownfields. Every manufacturing piece of property in Norwich is a brownfield. We're going to have to bite the bullet and clean the brownfields. And I'm not talking about begging the government to give us grants. I'm not talking about begging whoever to come in and do something. We are going to have to clean up the brownfields so that we can get a manufacturer in here, because manufacturing means people go to work, and when people go to work, they make money. And when people make money, they buy houses. And you understand that process. And I don't know how much I can beat this into people.
Well, we see that there is a group of lawmakers in Hartford that just want to tax the wealthy, and that's according to the Wall Street Journal recent article there. They want to tax the wealthy. They want to increase the state income tax from its current level of about 7% to about double that, just about 13%. You don't think that's a good plan, Marvin?
No, taxing is lousy because you put a middleman in there. What I want to see is I want to see somebody who may have money. I wish I had money. I would do this myself. Clean up these brownfields, open up a manufacturing facility, employ people, really have a true heart and soul. Say, look, I'm going to put you to work. Come on down. you're going to work. I'm going to take care of you. You're going to take care of me. We're going to be mutual. What happened to the mutuality in this country? We have no mutuality anymore.
Well, Marvin, you know who puts a lot of people to work?
All you do. You're putting me to work right now.
Nope, I do, but who puts even more people to work? That's Martin McKinney at Service Station Equipment. And Marvin, when we come back, we're going to give away a little bit of Martin's money. I appreciate the call, Marvin. I appreciate the thoughts there on getting some jobs into Norwich. I agree with you, my friend. We absolutely, throughout our entire great state of Connecticut, could use some more jobs and some more industry so that we don't have to come up with really bad ideas like taxing the wealthy and taxing, raising state income tax. We could do some simple things, implement a 20% tax on marijuana or whatever the heck they want to do, 28% on 28 cents on wet cannabis, whatever the heck it is.
Well, thank God.
Utilizing recreational.
My marijuana days are gone.
That
was like 40, 50 years ago.
All right.
If you have any flashbacks, definitely let us know first because that's important. We're doing market
definitely.
Research on flashbacks.
Yeah, we got to find out about that. Marvin, thanks for the call. And when we come back, we're going to give away some of Martin's money, a man who definitely supplies a lot of jobs through Service Station Equipment here in Connecticut. Stay tuned for that. Giving away some money. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. You can line up the calls because we are going to start giving away some of Martin's money, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialists. Pat, how are we going to get Martin's money to great restaurants locally that we have? We're going to give away some sneakers, by the way, some sneakers gift cards.
The scampi, today. The scampi.
How are we going to get these sneaker gift cards into the hands of our listeners? What's the play here today?
Listen, man, we've done shows about this topic, so I think we do kind of our go-to statistical give people a range kind of question, right? So you got to listen. You got to be listening to the first two segments to make sure that you heard what we're talking about. But how much in revenue has Colorado collected in the last 7 years on marijuana tax? We'll give you the 100 million range up or down. So if you're within 100 million, which is absurd, we'll give you in there between 1 and 2 billion. We'll even help narrow it down. We're all about just spreading the love, spreading the Martin's money this week.
And if you were listening earlier, we did say the answer earlier on the show. So, and by the way, this amount is more than the deficit that Connecticut is faced with over the next 2 years. Put that into perspective. 860-464-9490. How much tax revenue has Colorado collected since legalizing marijuana just 7 years ago? Connecticut should have done this at least 5 years ago. They're finally thinking about doing it now. 860-464-9490. If you can guess in the billions, between 1 and 2 billion, how much revenue Colorado has collected in taxes. We're going to give you a gift card to Sneakers Cafe in Groton. And while we wait for those calls to come in, Pat, we've got a One and Company rewind for the week. One and Company, of course, at William Ravis Real Estate, and our real estate rewind over the last 7 days.
With the LD soundtrack, the best.
Yeah. Have to have it. Starting with our new listings, we had three of them. All three, Pat, of our new listings from this week are already under contract. 54 Cottage Street in Meriden. Actually, I got to check on that one. I believe that one is. I'll double check on that one so I can fact check myself. But I know that 612 Durham Road in Madison at 399.9 is under contract. It was a new listing this week, as well as 78-7 Buddington Road in Groton, which was on for 125.9. Also, new listing, but also now under contract. That's how fast things are moving. By the way, Pat, we've seen the interest rates go up a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about selling, now might be the time to do it. As interest rates rise, as some of these brilliant ideas are coming out of Hartford on increasing taxes, and you're sitting at the all-time peak of home valuation, if you're thinking about selling, reach out to me today, Byron@oneandcompany.com. Let's figure out a plan so to make sure you capitalize on all the equity you're sitting on right now. All right, we had under contracts this week as a team in 8 locations: Cheshire, Wallingford, Guilford, North Haven, New London, North Haven, Madison, and Montville. And then we had 10 closings this week. Closed in Wyndham, West Haven, Milford, Wallingford, West Hartford, Granby, Milford, Meriden, Guilford, and Middletown. That is your one. And by the way, 54 Cottage Street in Meriden looks like it's still available. So that one is still available, just under 250, 249.9. Obviously, if it went under contract this morning, sorry. It's very possible in this market. That is your one in company rewind for the week. We have some open houses this week as well, Pat. We have open houses on Sunday. We have 66 High Street in Guilford, Horton Group Development, award-winning Horton Group Development. That is from 12 to 2 tomorrow on Sunday. You can walk to everything. Walk to the Guilford Green, walk to your martinis, walk to the shops, walk to the train, the beach. 66 High Street in Guilford, 12 to 2 on Sunday. 3 units left in the Leap Building, which has broken every single record for New Haven County luxury condo sales. Highest sale prices ever, as well as price per square foot. That's our new development over at 66 High Street in Guilford. And then also tomorrow, we've got 1 to 3 Anucello Development, Fox Hop Yard. We've got the model home on for just under $1.1 million, 607 Fox Hop Yard Road. That is 1 to 3 tomorrow. We have custom home-built packages there starting as low as $599,000. Comes with a one-year free golf membership. 607 Fox Hop Yard Road, 1 to 3 on Sunday.
How do you beat that? I mean, come on.
Open house update. If you've got any real estate to promote, feel free to call in 60-464-9490. All right, we have a caller from Mystic, I'm assuming, to get a little bit of Martin's money. We didn't get the name. So name?
Zombie Mom.
I like the name. Zombie Mom. Where'd you come up with that?
Either.
Who gave you that name?
That is a given name. I think it's $1.9 billion.
Hmm.
Sorry, I'm stuck on Zombie Mom. Sorry.
It was not.
I'm sorry. I spaced out. I imagine you get a lot of looks at AAA when you go to renew your driver's license.
Who gave you the name? Who gave you that name?
Stu Breyer. W-I-C-H.
All right. W-I-C-H. I got you now. Zombie Mom from W-C-I-H. I like it. All right.
It's Zombie Mom. That's okay. I'll let you slide.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me slide. I appreciate that. All right. So I'm going to give you a second shot because you have you have two names, Zombie Mom. So you're going to get a second shot.
It was not two? One. So my first was one wasn't 9. Right then.
No.
Okay. Give me the question.
All right. So this is the question is the total tax revenue that Colorado has collected since they legalized recreational marijuana.
And that was how long ago?
And you were a little bit high. This was 7 years ago. It's between $1 billion and $2 billion, just a little bit high. Not too high, but you're a little bit high.
1.8 something.
And so we're just sticking in the 100 millions. The 1.8, 1.9 range would be high. I'm going to give you one more guess, Zombie Mom. Your name is ridiculous. I have to keep you going here. All right, one more guess.
I'm hot or cold?
You're just a couple touches high.
Okay.
You ever been to Sneakers Cafe?
Yes.
When you call in your order, like your takeout order, you call it in for Zombie Mom, walk in, show them your ID. This is like, I'm still wrapped on this whole Zombie Mom thing. I don't want you to guess. I don't want you to get off the radio. I want an entire segment to get to the bottom of this. That's what we're doing.
It's a kind of a long story, but I am a Zombie Mom, and I guess 1.87.
All right, we're giving you a gift card to Sneakers no matter what, because you've got a ridiculous name.
You just want to know where I live.
No, we just think the name is ridiculous, Zombie Mom. So, all right, we're giving you a gift card. Stay on the line. Chris is going to get you hooked up with that.
Okay.
And we're still giving out another gift card to Sneakers, 860-494-90.
Thank
you. Someone can guess the correct answer. Zombie Mom, appreciate the call. Call in again.
We're
live every Saturday at 11.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Tell your friend Frankenstein Dad to call us next week. Maybe he can guess too. This is awesome. I am so excited about this.
Zombie Mom.
Where was Jill? Jill is missing out. This is Jill's loss right now.
What station did you reference? That's probably a full power station. I should know.
WICH, 1310 AM.
WICH.
Yeah.
Is that a full power station?
I don't think so. I think it's one of Andy's stations. They're up in they're up by Kelly Middle School in Norwich. I'm trying to remember what that is. I feel like that's a competing station.
Oh, a competitor. We shouldn't be talking about that.
Feel free to chime in there, Cristobal. I know you're busy talking to Zombie Mom right now. I can't. This is amazing.
Oh no. Only on 94.9. This stuff only happens.
Like, what graveyard do you think she's going to give Chris the address to mail the gift card to?
I don't know.
It has to go to a cemetery.
We've got another gift card to give away. 860-464-9490. If you can guess the revenue, it's not 1.7, it's not 1.8, it's not 1.9. Those were Zombie Mom's three guesses. We're still giving her a gift card. I mean, if you've got a name like Zombie Mom, we'll give you a gift card. All right. Hey, do you think we should have asked Zombie Mom if she's had any of these psychotic flashbacks that Mark was referencing earlier in the show?
I feel like if you're someone who's prone to psychotic flashbacks, Zombie Mom would trigger one. Like, I'm just like, like, that's just my thought on it. Like, if I met someone named Zombie Mom, I would suddenly like revert to the fetal position. I think I'm so stuck on this. Like, I'm not gonna be able to move past this now.
So the answer is less than 1.7 billion. Okay. Less than 1.7, higher than a billion. That's how much tax revenue Colorado has collected in the 7 years since they've legalized marijuana. Connecticut is faced with a $1 billion deficit over the next 2 years. This number would cover that if we legalized marijuana back when Pat and I were pounding our fists on the desk saying, do it, do it. Seems like a guess, but still, Hartford hasn't been able to figure it out.
The
tax revenue Colorado's collected? 860-464-9490. Go ahead.
I think one of the things that kind of goes back to what Mark was bringing up, I think, in kind of, we talked about it briefly in the beginning, is there are certain considerations, right? Like, you and I sit here, we pound our chest on legalize it, collect the revenue. Like, we are not ignorant of the fact that there are considerations to make. Where is it going to be? You know, making sure you restrict minors from having access to it. Like, this is, I get it. We totally understand. But I think one of the things that's important to consider is, and you look at what it takes to put things like enforcement in place, right? Like, how do you make sure? Well, that takes money. And how do you get money? Well, you tax it. This is like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we create this new revenue stream where these municipalities have access to money, because in December alone, Colorado municipalities collected over $2 million in revenue. You know how many police officers and infrastructure you can build in a state the size of Connecticut with $2 million in a month? You can put in the controls and the backstop to this stuff that I think is just going to help. I mean, to your point, as you said before, and we've talked about this forever, It's not like people aren't smoking weed now. They're already doing
That's the point.
I mean, that's the silly part. Like, they're already doing it.
It's not like that legalizing marijuana introduces marijuana to the state. It's not like, hey, here's this new drug. Yeah, no. Nobody's ever heard about it. Nobody's using it. And now we're encouraging you to use it. This is already happening. People are buying marijuana without the state of Connecticut's permission. It's called a black market, and it's not being taxed. So I understand the health precautions, but people are going to take the risk, just like they do with alcohol, without the state of Connecticut's permission. If we're in a situation like we are, where we need to find more ways to produce revenue outside of taxing the wealthy and our properties, then this seems like an obvious to me. All right. When we come back, we're going to give away some more of Martin's money. 860-464-9490 is the number. If you can guess how much revenue Colorado has produced, this is in the billions. This would cover our Connecticut deficit of over $1 billion, and it's less than $1.7 billion. 860-464-9490. If you can guess, we're going to give you a gift card to Sneakers, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Sorry, stay with us. 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. We're giving away some of Martin's money here to close out the show. Gift cards to Sneakers Cafe in Groton, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. And we've got another caller from Mystic. It's not Zombie Mom this time. It is Tracy from Mystic. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You have such an average name compared to... I am here. You have such an average name compared to our last caller from Mystic, Zombie Mom.
Yes.
You know Zombie Mom because you're both from Mystic.
Well, what's your nickname? Do you have a nickname?
No, Mama G.
Mama G. I like that.
I like it.
I used to call a lady in my high school Mama G. Shout out to Mama G from Griswold. Hi. All right, Tracy, what's your guess on the revenue that Colorado has produced in the billions on their recreational marijuana tax?
I think it was 1.4.
All right, we gave Zombie Mom a second guess. And since you have two names, we're going to let you guess again. Okay. It is between 1.4 and 1.7, which was Zombie Mom's guess. We're going to give you one more guess here since you have two names. So Mama G.
Okay.
What is your guess?
Yes. I'm going to go with 1.6.
Right on the money. There we go. 1.6. We referenced it earlier in the show. $1.6 billion is what Colorado has produced in their recreational marijuana tax. $1.6 billion would more than cover the $1 billion deficit that Connecticut is faced with over the next 2 years. Tracy, are you for or against legalizing marijuana in Connecticut?
I would say I'm for it.
Yeah, $1.6 billion sounds like a pretty good reason why. All right. Tracy, congrats. You're going to Sneakers Cafe. You ever been?
No, I haven't.
It is fabulous.
I
love the Annie's Reuben, if you like pastrami. Our buddy Martin McKinney over at Service Station Equipment, he likes shrimp scampi. He just has them hold the scampi. But they've got really good food, very good options.
Perfect.
Mouth-watering options. You're heading over to Sneakers Cafe, courtesy of Service Station Equipment. And stay on the line. Chris will get you hooked up with that.
Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Tracy from Mystic. Thank you. $1.6 billion, Pat. I mean, it more than covers this $1 billion deficit. And I just don't... And I obviously, that's if we started 7 years ago. So I'm not naive to the fact that, one, we've dragged our feet and we haven't started. And also, two, that Colorado's a bigger state. But it would make a dent in the $1 billion if we get started today. But the easier way out, Pat, is just going and raising the state's top income tax bracket to 12.69.6%, which would make us the second highest after California. That's what our lawmakers in Hartford want to do.
As opposed to here, which this article also from The Current, that estimated the revenue would be somewhere between three quarters and basically $1 billion in the first 5 years.
Let's round it up to a billion, because I can imagine that there is going to be a lot of demand for this product. So let's round it up to a billion. And there you go. There's, in 5 years, we get the deficit that we're faced with in 2 years. So now, obviously, you know, there's going to still be some portion of a deficit there. But yeah, 1 billion in 5 years, that's a pretty sizable chunk of change for state of Connecticut.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we go back to what we were talking about early on, to be totally honest, I think you're probably in the same boat. I disagree entirely with the way they're proposing to tax it. Just make it clean, make it simple, let it be implemented quickly, and just let it go. Stop trying to overcomplicate this.
Massachusetts made it simple, and they're at 20%. Massachusetts' problem is they haven't gotten enough dispensaries up and running, so there's still a black market in Massachusetts. But
yeah,
Colorado has dispensaries everywhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, Massachusetts is a physically sizable state compared to Connecticut. I mean, yeah, you make it pretty easy, and you know, Rhode Island is still illegal, right? Rhode Island doesn't do that, so then you get a little bit of that overflow coming from the east, the way that people go north into Massachusetts from Connecticut now anyway. You know, stop letting it seep out of the northern border. I mean, from the shore into Springfield, it's not a far enough drive to discourage people from doing it. I mean, so why not give them a way stop in between? Don't let them keep leaving. Which we do. It's all right though. We're gonna fix it. And we're gonna keep talking about it. We're gonna fix this.
Hopefully, and luckily for you, Pat. And first of all, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. This mansion tax, which is, they're talking about homes that are valued at $430,000 and above. The average sale price right now in Connecticut is over that number, not the median, but the average. That would impact a lot of people. I would push back against all of our lawmakers on that. That would hurt the real estate market quite a bit. Encourage them to do things outside of the box, which don't, you know, legalizing recreational marijuana at this point doesn't even seem outside of the box. But yeah, Pat, this whole show, all this talk, you know, got us away from asking you the tough questions on the stock market, which seems like a crazy place to be right now.
Very, very tumultuous. I feel like I talk about volatility literally every single week. It's the new norm. It's the new world. You know, we got now. It's not an election. Now we're back to Bitcoin and the GameStop Reddit traders. Right. So that's back on the headlines again. You know, GameStop, this random pop on Friday, almost out of left field, out of nowhere, because the Redditor is organized again. I mean, year to date, the market's up minimally. Right. It's up, you know, a little bit over 1%, eking out still, you know, being in the black, but. Or green, I guess, really. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely a rough week. Everything finished down. Everything finished down. So that was a little scary this week, right? Discouraged some people.
You got things like GameStop going through the roof, and then you've got legit companies like Rocket Mortgage, who produced over $9 billion in profits, and they're handing out, like, I think, like $2 billion or something like that in a one-time dividend. Mm-hmm. And they go up like 8%. They go up like 8% off of that news. Like, that's it.
And they pull back halfway through the day because people are like, wait, you're giving away $2 billion? Why don't you keep the $2 billion? And then this whole up and down happens all the time. Yep.
Uh-huh. Crazy market. If you've got any market needs or investment needs, more financial strategy planning needs for the future, as obviously there's a lot of questions yet to be answered of how this is all going to play out, reach out to Pat over at barnumplans.com. And certainly, if you're somebody that's thinking this is the year that you need to move here in Connecticut, reach out to me, Byron@oneandcompany.com. That's O-N-E-A-N-D, company spelled out, .com. Byron@oneandcompany.com. Or you can send me a text, 860-941-2755. Watch your treasury right now. It's going up. Mortgage rates went up. Really, for the first time, they're still near record lows. So I'm definitely not going to be one you know, CNBC headlines that tries to scare the crap out of you. We're still at near record lows, but it's starting to go up. And if it goes up to 3.5%, which would still be low, if it goes up 3.5%, the facts are people are going to be able to afford less. There's still no inventory in our market right now. We're at near record lows for inventory. If you're a homeowner thinking about selling, reach out to me today. Text me at 860-941-2755 and let's plan on how you can capture the equity you have in your home, which is the most in the last 15 years. And if you're thinking about real estate as a career, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. One of the last great businesses in America today. Realestateagentscholarship.com. Real Estate Radio for Pat, for Chris over at 94.9. I'm Byron, and we'll see you here next week, hopefully with Jill. Take care. 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.